to the Halloween haunts. Come in for your heinous history and traditions, as well as poems and stories to make your skin crawl. Now, here's the fantastic freak of fall, the Halloween Haunter!
A certain house in Amityville, New York, on Long Island, was built in 1924. Not much is known about what happened in the house, aside from who owned and presumably lived there, until November 13th, 1974, when most of the DeFeo family, including the parents and four of the five children, were found murdered. The parents were shot twice, the children once each. All were found face down in their beds, although two were reportedly awakened by the sound of gunfire. It was the oddest thing, though. Neighbors didn't report any gunshots, and the murder weapon didn't have a silencer. The convicted perpetrator was the eldest son, 23-year-old Ronald DeFeo Jr. At first he claimed he didn't do it, then he confessed, and later gave multiple versions of what happened and why. He was convicted about a year later. The DeFeos lived in the house for 9 years, and until that unfortunate night, nothing incredibly unusual had happened to them. Certainly nothing supernatural. Why then did the Lutz family last just 28 days when they moved in 13 months after the murders? Although not very religious at the time, the Lutzes had the house blessed by a priest named Father Ray. Father Ray noticed some interesting things. The sewing room, which had been a bedroom, felt even colder than usual, considering it was winter. He also reportedly heard a deep voice behind him saying,
"Get out."
Apparently it wasn't George Lutz. It also wasn't George who slapped Father Ray across his face. When the Lutzes moved in, they found hundreds of pills all over the second floor. Strange, they hadn't noticed that when they looked at the house before. And why weren't they cleaned up? After a week or two, strange noises began. Bangings, footsteps upstairs. And when all up there were asleep, Mama Kathy Lutz felt someone embrace her from behind when alone, along with the smell of cheap perfume. She thought it was more of a comforting gesture than something to scare. George Lutz would hear musicians downstairs, but Kathy didn't. And in fact, she slept through it, as did the dog. The dog also slept through the front door slamming, which is odd, because he was asleep next to the front door. Family personalities changed. George stopped working so much and became obsessed with the fireplace. Kathy didn't want to shop. They just wanted to stay in the house. Even though flies would show up in the sewing room. You usually don't see that in the cold winter. Then there was that time Kathy turned into an ugly old woman, even though she wasn't old. George awoke Kathy to find she'd suddenly developed wrinkles with deep impressions under her eyes and on her forehead. Her lips had thinned out and her hair had turned gray. That sounds like more than bedsheet impressions. George was revulsed. But it went away after a few hours. Kathy had nightmares about the murders, and inexplicably dreamed accurately about some details, like entry and exit points, which were never publicized. And everybody started sleeping on their stomachs. Except George. None of them had done that before they moved in. Then, on what would be their final night, things went really crazy. The kids' beds raised in the air and slammed down. Kathy was in a rigid sleep, but sliding away from George. The windows and doors downstairs sounded like they were being opened and closed repeatedly. George couldn't get out of bed, but something got in with George and Kathy. He could see the impression of footprints and feel its breath. And then sleeping Kathy levitated up the wall, and George grabbed her, pulled her down. And she woke up. They left the next day, They were actually planning to return, but thought better of it away from the house, after they had a chance to think about everything. That's a good story, right? Good enough to create a book, and then a movie, which had a bunch of sequels, and then a remake. Which begs the question, was it real? Did it happen? A lawyer had wanted to do a book with them, but the deal fell through, and he claimed he helped them concoct the story. The Lutzes surely did pursue opportunities to tell their story and make money, although they didn't make as much as the author or filmmakers, so maybe they were better storytellers than business people. And although there were paranormal investigators, often with TV cameras, who claimed they saw things and had creepy pictures, nobody who lived in the house after has experienced anything remotely odd, aside from the tourists looking for a haunted house. But the story endures, true or not. I, of course, prefer to think it is true, and that I'll get to meet these spirits someday. But I suppose that I'll have to leave the haunt, and it's so dreary here, I hate to go. That kind of sounds like the Amityville Horror House, doesn't it? Much more information is online. A good place to start is halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.